Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 13th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning through this podcast. Today's message is titled, God of Wonders. The scripture text is from Psalm 24, verse 1.
The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
We've been getting wonderful rains in our area, and it rained again last night, making it extremely green outside. Brooksine's ornamentals are thriving, and tiny insects, the beneficial ones as well as the destructive ones, are feasting. She's been in combat with an infestation of earwigs, small bugs with pinchers, since the springtime. Taking her flashlight out at night, she's discovered these nocturnal insects come out of hiding and eagerly feast on her foliage and flowers. But through her vigilance and God's restorative blessings, we are enjoying an abundant supply of colorful flowers. The butterfly in today's photo is one of our favorites, and we're sure enjoying the daylily near our small pond. And that photo is on our website today.
So many have either rejected or have never learned the biblical teaching of our origins and about God who created all things. What a joy to awaken today, look outside, and express praise to the God of creation. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Hebrews 11, verse 3.
Consider the stirring acclamation of David in our daily verse. The shepherd, who had spent so much time in natural settings, proclaimed, "The earth is the Lord's." Contrast this to the famous statement by the late Carl Sagan, who confidently proclaimed, "The cosmos is all there is," to the nodding amen of scores of secularists. One day Carl Sagan and the scores of unbelieving secularists will stand before a great white throne and bow before the Father and Creator of all things and proclaim, "I was wrong." And they will also proclaim, "Jesus Christ is Lord."
Today, I encourage you, wherever you live, to observe the beautiful creation of God. Take some extra time to observe the often overlooked blessings of God's creation and give praise to the God who blesses and rules the universe. Let's pray together. Father God, the universe created by your own hands declares that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, and that your presence is everywhere. You truly are a God of wonders, performing works far beyond what the eye can see in your vast domain. And yet when I yield my life to you, you choose to live within my heart and have personal fellowship with me. Thank you that you have made me one of your cherished creations, and you have given me an eternal spirit that will bring praise, glory, and honor to you throughout all of eternity. Amen. Well, just a little additional note here today. I've only been seriously gardening for about the past 5 years, and I remain in awe of God's handiwork every season. Some flowers and vegetables I plant are seeds that are no larger than a grain of salt, and what a joy it is to watch them grow into productive, colorful plants. The ladies from the church we attend presented me with a stepping stone for my garden, which is too pretty to put in my garden, so I've had it as a plaque in my house, but it reads, "A garden always gives back more than it receives." I found this to be so true in my gardening experience, though I will admit that it is a time-consuming hobby. And if you'd like, that picture of the plaque is actually on the website today as well.
Thank you, Brooksine. It's great to share this ministry together. We both have a number of different ways we minister. We are glad we can share this ministry. I normally write the messages, and she edits and adds notes in the prayer. We are also chaplains and serve as an interim pastor now at a church about 32 miles away, although that assignment will be ending at the end of the month. We have a supplemental song on the site today that, well, actually I have two. One that particularly goes with the message, and we've many of us, I'm sure, have sang, called God of Wonders. The other is a song I came across by a musician by the name of Pete Hayes called Even the Wind Bows Down. Never heard of this song before, but my, is it beautiful. And there's a link to both of these songs on the site today, along with the photos mentioned, the photo of the butterfly and the stepping stone plaque. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. These materials are up the 13th of July, and if you're not listening to this podcast the 13th, just go to the archives or use the previous message button to get back to the message for the 13th of July, and you can see the pictures or get to these links. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ and be encouraged.